Casinos are a threat to national security, assert intelligence experts. Intelligence and defense experts have voiced significant concerns over a proposed casino development in Tysons, Virginia, citing potential threats to national security. A letter signed by 109 former senior members of the defense industry, intelligence community, and government officials highlighted the risks associated with the casino's proximity to sensitive federal institutions. Opponents of the casino development argue that its location could jeopardize security by increasing vulnerabilities among personnel working in these sensitive sectors. The proposed location lies within a short drive of key national security organizations, including the Central Intelligence Agency, the National Counterterrorism Center, and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. The concentration of federal employees with top security clearances, along with contractors from leading defense firms such as Boeing, Lockheed Martin, and Raytheon, makes the area particularly sensitive. Gambling-related issues, such as debts or addiction, could expose employees to coercion or blackmail, creating potential security breaches. The letter emphasized that the region represents one of the highest concentrations of individuals with access to critical intelligence and defense information in the U.S. The letter was sent to Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, members of the Virginia General Assembly, and the Fairfax County Board of Supervisors by a group named National Security Leaders for Fairfax. Fairfax County Board Chair Jeff McKay acknowledged receipt of the letter and reiterated his opposition to previous casino-related proposals. Risks outweigh the benefits. McKay emphasized that the community has expressed strong resistance to the development and criticized the revenue-sharing structure outlined in the current legislation. According to McKay, the Commonwealth would receive over 70% of gaming tax revenue from a Fairfax County casino, leaving little benefit for local residents despite the potential risks associated with the project. While the Commonwealth of Virginia recently celebrated the opening of a new Caesars casino in Danville on Tuesday, the project in Tysons has sparked broader debate. The Danville casino, featuring 1,500 slot machines, table games, and a sportsbook, is projected to generate significant revenue for the city, with $32 million annually expected from gaming taxes. However, critics of the Tysons proposal argue that the financial benefits do not outweigh the potential national security risks posed by such a development near critical federal and defense operations. The debate over the Tysons casino underscores the tension between economic development and safeguarding national security. Proponents of the casino point to the revenue generated by similar projects, such as the Danville facility, which has already brought in $29 million in gaming revenue from its temporary setup. However, the unique security concerns raised by the Tysons location, coupled with widespread community opposition, present significant hurdles for the proposal. As discussions continue, the focus remains on balancing economic interests with the imperative to protect the nation's most sensitive information and personnel.